For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Boone County will be under a mask mandate starting today in response to the rise of COVID-19 cases in the county. The Columbia Missourian reports the county commissioners approved the mandate 2-1. The new mandate includes all cities and unincorporated areas within Boone County limits, according to Health Department Assistant Director Scott Clardy. The new mandate says that everyone 10 years of age or older are required to wear a mask around people outside of their household. Enforcement will be based on routine inspections and following up on complaints. The order recommends $15 fines for individuals and $100 fines for businesses. The mandate will be effective through December 8th, where it will go under review again. Missouri prisons have seen a surge of inmate deaths connected to the coronavirus this month, prompting civil rights leaders to urge additional steps to protect prisoners and staff. Early in the pandemic, confirmed cases were common, but mostly mild among Missouri prisoners. Through August, the state reported just one inmate death, but 26 additional inmates infected with COVID-19 have died since September, most of them this month. A state spokesperson says it isn't certain that COVID-19 was the primary cause of death in most cases. All but two had serious underlying conditions such as late-stage renal failure, heart disease, or cancer. State Representative Kip Kendrick is leaving the Missouri House early to become chief of staff for a newly elected state senator. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, the veteran state lawmaker pointed to term limits as one of the reasons for his early departure.
Kendrick was just elected to a fourth term representing Columbia in the Missouri House, but the Democratic lawmaker announced he's resigning to become State Senator-elect Greg Razor's chief of staff. In addition to the opportunity to work behind the scenes for an up-and-coming Democrat like Razor, Kendrick says his looming term limits greatly affected his decision. He wouldn't have been able to run again for the House in 2022.
With term limits being at 8 years and knowing that I only had 2 years left in the House, You do start thinking what comes next. You want to make sure that you can land on your feet. You want to make sure that transition is as smooth as possible.
Kendrick is set to depart from the Missouri House in early January. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A group of Livingston County residents have organized against a planned concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO. The group argues the 10,500 pig operation would destroy the landscape. Similar conflicts are happening elsewhere in rural Missouri, where residents are fighting big agriculture operations that are looking to build new CAFOs. Governor Mike Parson signed Senate Bill 391 last year, which nullified 20 county health ordinances that had worked to keep CAFOs out. Proponents of the bill say the county rules slow the adoption of modern agriculture techniques. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.